Because the reason I think that is, it's just too easy to prove if you're not that guy. Like, I would be like, I'd say to my lawyer, here's my GPS location from my phone. I was in Pennsylvania at 6:45 in the morning on that Monday or Tuesday, you know? And then the other thing is, it's like anytime I'm in fresh air with my handcuffs, I'd be yelling at the top of my lungs, I didn't do it. I'm not the shooter. I wasn't even in New York at that time. You know, like it's too easy if you're getting pinned with that kind of murder and you didn't do it to just be like, dude, that was not me. And here's 12,000 pieces of proof, you know, from the get-go. As far as, you know, the funny thing is, as far as then, okay, it doesn't make sense like that he got caught at that McDonald's with all the evidence on him. It's like the dude went from being Jason Bourne to Jason Segel, who's on my